Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview, and I'm chatting to a fantastic saddle pop chick. I just love that term. I'm talking to Livvy Robbins. How are you?
I'm good, Ben. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, tell me about the whole saddle pop thing. Because when I heard your music, and I researched you a little bit more, that's such an appropriate term for where you're singing. You know what I mean? And it's such a fun term as well.
I know. Yeah. Well, look, I must admit. My publicist, Tom Inglis, came up with that. But, yeah, I think it does appropriately sort of outline what I do. As you'd know from listening to my EP, I'm a country singer, but I've had influences from R&B and pop, and, you know, there's elements of that comes into my country. So it's a very contemporary and I guess, sits on the air of country pop, and I guess that's what saddle pop is, isn't it? And it's, you know, it's young and fresh, hopefully, and... Yeah.
Well, I really enjoy it. And, you know, I think when you listen to your music, Livvy, you can really hear that you were brought up on an amazingly diverse diet of music.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, well, my folks were born in the country in Victoria in a place called Hopetoun. And I moved to the Sunshine Coast when I was really, really young. But I always had a bit of country roots there because... you know, they were always listening to Dolly Parton and you know, that sort of style of music, which I grew up listening to the records that my mum and dad had. And then, you know, living sort of in southeast Queensland and on Sunshine Coast, I listened to lots of genres of music. I loved Madonna, I loved The Bad Loves, Whitney Houston. And then I went through my R&B phase when I was 16. I loved Boyz II Men. So I've been everywhere, but ultimately I've ended up back at country, which is, you know, where I kind of began. So
well,
I've done a full circle.
I was going to say, if you finish with Boyz II Men, it makes sense you'd do country because just their songs are covers of old country songs.
Really?
Yeah.
I loved Boyz II Men.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I just loved them when I was... Oh, really? Well, there you go. I'm not the only crazy person. Then.
Yeah, they had a whole heap of singles out that were really, really old country songs. And
there you go.
Yeah, so, and everyone's gone, wow, Boyz II Men, you're writing these... where are you getting these great songs from? You know?
Little did they know. Well, if you look into it, you know, like rhythm and blues, well, you know, like Ray Charles, that all came from the country anyway. So there is a correlation between country and R&B, and I kind of like to fuse those two together. I just have my own little flavour that I throw into my country music, and I don't go out deliberately trying to sing country music. It's just who I am, and then, you know, whatever else comes along the way, that might throw a bit of an influence on one song or another, but essentially it is a country sound. So I'm happy with the way the EP came out.
Yeah, I think we're seeing a lot more artists just being who they are, and I think that's when you get the best sort of music because you're not deliberately writing for a genre. You're just telling great stories and making great music, and that's really what your EP is all about. And a self-titled EP is a really great idea because no one will forget your name then. That's why I wear...
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Why I wear name badges when I go to things, so no one forgets my name.
Yeah, I know. I might have to get one too.
Yeah,
yeah, we went with the self-title just for my branding purposes. You know, it's my first EP. There's nothing else to get it confused with out there, and
yeah,
introduce my name to the world of music.
But that's not the first time that it's happened, because you did score yourself a spot on X Factor in 2010. What was that experience like? Because there's... I think the reality TV, the musical reality TV genre is but kind of less forgiving for country artists, but you did really well.
Yeah, look, it was a good experience. I mean, you can take things whichever way you like. I had a really great experience on the show. It was my crash course into television. I'd never done anything like that before, and I was doing the odd gig around the place and pretty much just focusing on my voice and singing. And I guess going into a show like that and being around all those industry people, it sort of made me realise that, well, there was a whole lot more to music, and I guess I realised in myself that I wanted to get involved with it and take it on and make a career out of it. And as I said, I made some contacts along the way, and I've been using those since to sort of get to where I'm at now, which is the point of having an EP, which of course is, you know, 3 years later, so none of this stuff sort of happens overnight. But, you know, those experiences, I know they can crush some people, but in my case, I was really lucky. I got to go overseas with Ronan Keating. They were a very nurturing environment for me to be in when I was on the show. Not so for some other people, but I had a great time anyway.
Well, I think it comes down to your attitude, and I think that is the main difference between successful and unsuccessful people, is their attitude and how they deal with it, and I think you've got a ripper attitude. Now, tell me about the single, Nothing Great, because I think that's an inappropriate name for the song, because I think it is absolutely great.
Oh, yeah. Look, that's a song I wrote with Vaughan Jones. Of course, I've been working with him for the last couple of years writing a lot of tunes, and he and I co-wrote 5 out of the tunes off my EP. And, that one, it's basically, it sort of tells of my journey into music. And as I was saying earlier, yeah, it's not an easy road. And someone just said to me once, nothing great comes easy, you know. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. And I thought, well, that's a great tag, and I'm going to write about that, because it hasn't been easy by any stretch of the means, and you just have to keep chugging away at what you love, and hopefully you get there in the end. And that's the long and the short of the story of where the song came from, and yeah, it's just a direct reflection of my experience and my journey into doing what I love, which is, of course, music.
Well, I think it is a fantastic EP, self-titled EP, and the single that we're going to go to now, Nothing Great, is absolutely fantastic. You can download Livy Robbins' great EP off iTunes, or you can actually find the links on the Real Country website, realcountrymix.com. Thank you so much, Livy Robbins.
Thank you so much, Ben. Appreciate it.
The Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.